Hello, this is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone, and if you're like me, one of the things we always look forward to is that Thanksgiving sandwich that comes later on in the day, if you're able to grab it. But one thing I wanted to bring up today with the memory of Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving should be a way of life for us Christians. Thanksgiving is a simple term, the giving of thanks. And what are we thankful for? The bounty of our Lord, the salvation so full and free, the love that He shows to us, the guidance He shows to us, the provision He gives to us, the love He sheds upon us. He is a good God, and He's worthy of our praise. The Bible says that the fruit of our lips is our reasonable service. It's the least we can do is be thankful and praise God with our lips. And I find myself, and I believe it's a good habit, throughout the day, practicing the presence of God and just taking a moment to say, thank you. Those two words, thank you, are really the only words sometimes I have that can really express how I feel toward God. There's nothing I can give Him that He does not have, that He does not own, that He is not sovereign over, except my very heart and my love and appreciation for Him and my thanksgiving. And so I think it's an important thing that we stay mindful of God, that we don't look at Thanksgiving or Sunday or any other special day or holiday to be anything that would keep us from making every day a celebration of our loving and wonderful God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I find that when I am mindful of God, my ears hear better, and my eyes see better. In other words, I'm not caught up in my own little world and going down my list of things that have to be done, my tasks. And I'm in the realization that everything is about relationship with God. And I'm passing by people every day, people who need help, people who could use a kind word, people that need salvation. I became aware one time, I believe God showed me, that every person I'm walking by in that crowded mall or those crowded streets, if they don't know Jesus Christ, or more accurately, if He doesn't know them, they're not going to be in heaven. They're not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I believe this is why it's so important for us to be able to realize that it's not about us. And what did God call us to be? His witnesses. And when does that happen? Well, it usually doesn't happen on Sunday. And it usually doesn't happen on Thanksgiving. But if we're thankfully mindful of God throughout our day, our eyes are open to the spiritual things going on around us. And our ears are open to the spiritual things that are going on around us. And we hear the Holy Spirit when He gently nudges us to go help that person that's struggling or go speak to that person that's depressed. All of those things are things we hear when we're mindful of God. And the best way I find for me to be mindful of God is to practice thanksgiving throughout my day. And just literally tell God, thank you, Lord. I love you so much. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.